took his eyes off of Jesus, watched the boisterous wind, took his eyes off of the word of God that caused him to have faith to get out of that ship, began to sink, and then realized, wait a minute, the same Lord I was coming to, I can call on. And he called him, and Jesus caught him. But he asked, wherefore did he doubt? That's a good question for us. Where did you lose it? How many times have we been walking by faith and we were doing good, but we messed up? Was it because we took our eyes off of the Lord, off of his word, off of his promise? Was it because we got afraid, and because we got afraid, we became scared to the point where we were paralyzed in our own fear? What was the point that caused us to lose out on our blessing? Wherefore didst thou doubt? Tell me, Peter, where did you go wrong at? You see, one of the things that I love about this is Peter was the only one who could tell him. Yeah. Couldn't nobody else tell what happened in Peter? And nobody else can tell what happens in you when you have a moment where you doubt the Lord. It's an intimate moment. It's a personal moment. It's a private moment. Listen, it's between you and the Lord. Other folk might try to figure it out. They could talk about it, but they can't tell you about it. All of them could make fun of Peter walking on the water and starting to sink, but how many of them can even say they walked on the water? Only Peter could tell about what it felt like to walk on the water. All they could do was talk about it. Y'all catch that when you're on your way home. You see, when you become persuaded of the Lord that you're able to do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth you, when you become persuaded that there's nothing that's impossible with you if you only believe, when you begin to understand that you must have faith in God and all things are possible.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings and blessings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Reverend Eugene Stevenson, pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, and New Beulah Baptist Church in Boise, Louisiana. The Word of God, Mark 16:15-16 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned." Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
Anointing. You don't even have to know the person. The Bible said that in John. John didn't know Jesus, but he saw him. And he said, that's the Lamb of God right there. Which took away the wine of the Lord. So with that, I don't know if she's even got up. To my wife, where she's staying now. Fussing so. Took down my keys and couldn't find them. So that was a little hole up there. But she found them for me. And I hope she got the radio on. This dog right there. Be on the airwaves. I don't remember that one. And to associate pastor, Reverend James Carl, who do a lot of things in the community, and his wife, Sister Carl, and to the good news about the church. I want to thank you. My mom always told me that when somebody do something for you, you say thank you. That's manners. They had a song, I said, respect yourself. You don't respect yourself, ain't nobody else going. Come on now. Don't get too hard on me now. That just put manners. And I want to thank Pastor Greg again for inviting the New Jerusalem Baptist Church to come celebrate this anniversary. And next, if it's the Lord's will, September, I know it's a long ways. You can come back to Alexandria and preach out. Fine. That's on you. But I give it to him because I love to be around true people. Before I read the text, we have to stay on bigger knees for our children.
Amen.
Because they're looking at us, seeing what we do. They may not think they're looking at you, but they are. I'm grateful. And if you have your Bible, the swords, the book of Acts, and this reminds me of Pastor Draper and Sister Draper. Acts chapter 9, a young man, where he at? I said, give me two waters. He said, what you gonna do with two? I said, well, I'm just gonna need that next song. Where he at?
All right.
I know I did. Most of us When God called us, we thought he made a mistake. I know I did. I said, Lord, you made a mistake. You don't want me. I'm too full of the streets. He ain't said a word. But one thing about the Lord, seems like he takes Pastor Greg for his own time in getting us attention. But when he do, he will get your attention. One way or another. And he put those armies together one way or another. And I'm rest assured, this one of the hacks he has as being the mayor of this town, he catches a lot of headaches and have to go home to his wife and have to pump out all that garbage in his heart. You see, being in front is not an easy task. No. People lie on you. You could be getting your last $20. They still don't lie. You can go to the hospital and pray for them. I want to talk to somebody here. You can be and cook the best meal and eat them all up and handle it for yourself and your family. And they're still a crucified. Come on, talk to me. I know I'm in the house there. That ain't never happened to you.
Yeah.
But you see, for a minute. Here we have Osaul. And Osaul, he didn't like Christians. He wanted to kill them. Don't you call on the name of Jesus. And I'm going to say it this way. I'm talking about a chosen vessel now. He didn't want to hear nothing about Jesus. Now you can talk about God. Give y'all right again. But don't say Jesus. Because if you do, you have to go with him. And if you don't go with him, he has the authority to chop your head off. Oh, yeah. But if you look in that Pastor Draper, that seventh chapter, the Bible said that God had took two of those deacons and made them preachers. The first one was Stephen. And Stephen was set apart because Peter and James and John, the pillar of the church, they began to tell the multitude, look, we cannot preach the word and serve tables.
Yeah.
Look ye out amongst and choose you good men, seven of good report. And somehow they choose these two old boys with the other five called Philip and Stephen. And Pastor Draper and Sister Draper, they begin to tell the multitude about Jesus Christ in his coming from the Old Testament. And Stephen began to tell him, say, you stiff-necked people, and he began to step on people's toes. See, that's just like today. When people get ready to, when you get ready to tell somebody about the name of Jesus, then you need to come out of your mess. Some people get mad with you and begin to try to postpone that thing and begin to try to.
All right.
And Stephen, he began to tell him, what does send them up? And Pastor Draper's gonna do a little accent to hear me. The Bible said that after Stephen had pricked their hearts, and he had been in the midst of Jesus Christ. You see, when you're in the midst of Jesus Christ, you may not have no money. You may not have the finest in the picket fence in the finest car. But one thing you need to know that if you've been with Jesus, you're not going to act the same as the mama. When you've been with Jesus, you know how to treat those devils, even though they're trying to scandalize your name, even though they're trying to stab you in the back, even though they're trying to drag your name on the bus, you can still say, I'm going to bless them anyhow. That's what happened here. With Stephen. I'm trying to
to lead you up to the ninth chapter. I ain't gonna be long. But I wanna bless these honorees and you as well, everybody in the building, from a word from on high, because the word is what we need. See, the word will bring you some money. The word will bring you some peace. The word will make your enemy leave you alone. The word of God will find peace in your home. When you got trouble from your God, the word of God. Sometimes my mama used to say, and I would say, Grandma, because you know I hung around the old folk back in the day, and they would be chewing their back and moaning. But they be needing some food for the next day. You see, we need Christmas at night, and we pray and say, our Father, which art in heaven, thou be thy name. Y'all know about Johnny Carson? Yes, Johnny. But back to the text. The text said, oh, Saul was itching them all.
Yeah.
And Syria, my God, the Bible said, go to Hebrews chapter 12 and 1 and 2. The Bible says that God began to send his son down at the right hand of the throne. But if you look in Acts chapter 7, Pastor Draper and Sister Draper, the Bible says Jesus got up and stood up out of his room. And Stephen saw the heavens open. And they got so mad when they began to dash on it with his feet. That's how some people do on that tempo. When they be trying to preach, you get so mad, you have to run outside because the truth will either run you or drop you. It's real. And that's what happened here. The Bible said that when Stephen was being stoned to death, and Jesus had welcomed him on home. That's a good home going in.
Yeah.
The Bible said that he spoke back in the 60th verse of chapter 7. And he said, Lord, Lord, lay not this charge, but in a word, forgive him. Yeah. But ain't no doubt. Yeah. That's chapter 8. The Bible said, oh, Saul, made havoc of the church. Yeah. And they begin the multitude that was called Christian that had a lamentation over Stephen, and they took it to God in memory and buried him. But the Bible said, Saul made power for the church. But yet on Philip, God allowed Philip to have the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. When you got the anointing of the Holy Ghost with you, you got peace, you got joy, you got liberty, you got everything you need. You may not have hope. They were always fighting me with my finances. But let me tell you something. I'm going to stay anchored in the Lord. Because the Lord is the one that's going to bring from the spiritual sense to the natural sense. And that's why in Genesis chapter 12, when he told, go back to that, when he told Pastor Draper, he told Abel, his name was Abraham, A-B-R-A-M, he said, get thee from amongst your kinfolks. But he said, I'm going to bless them that bless you, Genesis 12 and 3. And I'm going to bless them that bless you. When you put your hands and put some money in a money man, God, like them people there, you ain't going to open it up. But here we go. Oh, what they need money for now. The Lord will take care of that great one. Well, he got a job. He was better, ain't he? His wife wasn't on him. Look at that. Somebody just come back this way again, but I didn't know I came this time. Well, I can't do it this time. But this time, take care of yourself. The truth just said you do. Jesus said you should know the truth, and the truth is. gonna be a gal. All they really want is some money. Yeah. What? Look at Jesus. Jesus said, whatever you saw,
that's right.
Luke 6:38. Give, it shall be given to you. Pressed down, shaking together, running on, whatever you meet, it'll come back to you. I'm hoping to look at it. Yeah, you might not be there. Back to the text. Acts chapter 9. Saul is a crazy man.
Yeah. Let the message preached today bless you and has led you to a deeper walk in the Lord. I need you to use worship services as follows. Sunday school of 9:30 a.m., morning worship 11 a.m., and Wednesday at 5 p.m. by Bible. We do a Baptist church, 908 Carlos Street, Forest, Louisiana. Service time, 2nd and 4th Sunday, 8 a.m. morning worship, and 9:30 a.m. Sunday. God bless you.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community.
The honor of
IT.
Good night, God has made no mistake when he chose these two persons to be leaders in this community. God don't make no mistakes. You make mistakes and I make mistakes, but God don't make no mistakes. The Lord knew what he was doing when he said, this is my chosen vessel. And not only that, if you go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and 7, Paul writes this letter to the Corinthian church, the second letter, and he used that song.
Oh, tell me, how do you cry
in vessel?
Your tears are no longer
there. Because I know I can, Lord, if you can.